welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here in person with my co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And Hev.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here to discuss Season 4, Episode 19, The Right Thing, but first we'll pass around the feeling stick.
Joe?
I don't think for this show I got anything.
The whole show, Hevs.
Well, first of all, I want to mention Joe is here in person. We're not on Zoom, so we hope that you see the difference. Okay, so my feeling stick is incredible. This is the feeling stick of all feeling sticks.
I have a feeling I'm going to be underwhelmed, but go ahead.
No, it's amazing. Okay, so. Okay. Okay. We're doing an episode about, and Schmidt's mom is in it.
Right.
Now, I've already established that she's in home economics. She's in a ton of stuff. She's in home economics. Mm-hmm. Now, they've added Sadie as a character on home economics.
Wow.
So, it's two people from New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was the other thing? Oh, and then, on home economics, they did glam shots. So glam shots must be coming back.
No, I don't think they're coming back. I think it's like mocking.
Oh, they're mocking. Okay. Yeah. And then...
Although the 90s are coming back, so...
And then also, glam shots were mentioned on the Golden Girls.
Wow.
So I tied it in... and you can also see Schmidt's mom in Light Beneath Our Feet with Pensatucky from... Orange is the New Black.
Cool.
Taryn Manning. And so Schmidt's mom is everywhere. So it's a great movie, too. And you can find that on Tubi.
Pensatucky's that younger girl on Orange is the New Black.
Right. Yeah. The one who...
She's crazy.
We haven't talked about Orange is the New Black in a long time.
I know. I enjoyed the break.
No. The Netflix description of Season 4, Episode 19 is, Jess attends the memorial of a guy she barely knew. Schmidt tries to get his bar mitzvah money from his mother, and Winston wants to befriend Allie. Fairly accurate description, but Joe, what do you have for Joe Flicks?
Jess waits for the text that never comes. That's what it should say.
Yours are more like titles.
Yeah, that text is never going to be responded to, unfortunately.
Awkward. Yeah. Yeah. And he obviously doesn't have a password on his phone.
I don't have a password on my phone.
I do. Definitely
Nobody
do.
Would want to see my stuff.
Who it's your vote, Heather? Oh, it's Joe Flicks.
I'm on Joe Flicks.
Mm-hmm. Guest stars from this episode include J.J. Watt. Very exciting, right, Joe?
Yep.
I like how you're cheating looking at my notes while I'm talking.
No, I'm just reading, not cheating.
Yeah. Ben Falcone, who was actually in Gilmore Girls for one episode. Something wrong, Heather?
Was he on the middle?
I don't know. I just wrote down Gilmore Girls. That's all I cared about. And Fiona Gubelman. So we open...
Who's Fiona?
The girlfriend.
Of?
The guy who died.
Oh.
I'm assuming, because that was...
That blonde-haired lady.
Yeah. So we open at the loft, where we find out that Pete, Jess's new guy she's dating, we know nothing about and are only hearing of it this episode, is late for brunch, and she sent a, quote, sext, which is her wearing a t-shirt with a bra over it, with a sign that says, property of Pete.
That was so stupid.
Schmidt starts to freak out because his mom just landed because she's coming to visit, and he's visibly nervous. Winston's upset. I love how everyone's having their own conversation, by the way.
Yes.
Winston's upset because Allie won't hang out with him. Pete is blowing Jess off, is what her and Cece decide, and they get very upset, and they're gonna go, like, handle this and come back to the loft to say Pete had a good reason to blow her off. It's because Pete died. Shocking.
Yeah, that's a legit reason.
No, but the way they described it's the best.
How do they describe it, Joe?
He was thinking about buying a motorcycle.
Well, no. First, she said it was a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
And then Pete had met her through Coach, right? And so Coach is like, I didn't know he rode motorcycles. Go ahead.
And she goes, no, he was thinking about it and slipped in the shower.
slipped in the floor of the showroom.
Oh, yeah, the floor, that's right, the floor of the showroom of the motorcycle place.
Right, there you go.
And then Winston says something like, he says, they're beautiful, but at what cost?
Yeah.
He has a what, lot the of motorcycles?
Yeah. He has a lot of under the breath one liners in this episode.
He does. Yeah.
If you have closed captioning, maybe you would have noticed it, Joe. Yeah. You didn't catch this one.
Finally, you guys turned on closed captioning.
No, no one did. That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay.
And then I love when they find out the guy's dead and Winston comes out and does his shower dance.
Yeah, because
oh
he doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
He got really I'm finally clean. But he doesn't know Pete's dead.
No, and he's in the cherry cloth room. It was just so funny. He's a dance
It's like
moves.
A five-year-old.
He's like, what?
So Jess says she wants to go to the memorial, and she's definitely going because, quote, it's the right thing to do, which it definitely is not. It's ridiculous. Nick and Schmidt are at the bar because Nick has blindfolded Schmidt after they walked in to show him that this should be their new investment because Mike is selling 10% of the bar and they need $20,000 to buy it. They already have 10, so they just need 10 more.
No, but I like how they pare down the list and they're like, wait a minute. Okay. We know a middle school vice principal.
A cop.
We know a cop.
Community college student.
A community college student.
Middle school teacher.
Okay, who else do we know?
Yeah. They should have hit up Sadie. She's a doctor.
Well, I don't think they're friends with her.
Yeah, she's more just as friends. Yeah.
She's a gynecologist.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's like my Uncle Matt was a doctor, but he invested in an apartment.
She's got 10 grand. That's like one exam. You kidding me? She's got 10 grand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or maybe like one delivery of a kid. I don't know that much.
Yeah. So, well, gynecologists only deliver kids.
No, I know what they do. I'm a woman.
It's the OBGYN who delivers the kids.
The doctor OBGYN, yeah.
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 Well, as someone who, as the only person at this table who has birthed a child, the nurse actually did. No, you weren't. I already told the story.
Almost at the end.
You were in the room as I got induced while nothing was happening for several hours. I was in the room
when they said, oh, the doctor's riding his horses. He'll be in.
Okay. No, he was feeding them.
Yeah.
He definitely wasn't riding horses.
Probably before he fed them.
He was feeding his horses. Yeah,
they're probably hungry after hauling them around.
I'm going to move on. Schmidt has an idea. It's his mom still owes him his bar mitzvah money, but he'll have to ask her for it when she conveniently comes to visit it the same day.
That confused me. I mean, would you really get $10,000 in bar mitzvah money?
I think so. They're only going to give you money.
Bar mitzvah is kind of like weddings.
Oh.
Yeah.
So or a quinceanera.
They go all out. Or a quinceanera. They go all
out. See, I've never been to a bar mitzvah. I would like to.
Okay. So we're at the police station, and Winston asks Allie to grab a beer. She has a long, and then ultimately says no and says that they're not friends. They have to just keep this professional. Boo, Allie, hurting Winston's feelings.
Well, there's a reason for that, though.
Well, we're not there yet, though, Joe, but thank you for being so well-prepared today.
Well, I thought closed caption would have told you the reason, but...
No, they told me the reason later in the episode when she tells Winston the reason.
What's the reason?
We're not there yet.
Oh.
So we're at a restaurant where Schmidt's mom arrives and shows him, this of course is going to remind everyone of Heather, a picture of the dog. It says, kiss your brother Reggie, give him a scratch. And while all that's going on, one of my favorite moments ever in New Girl is when Nick yells, can I get an alcohol?
An alcohol.
Meaning a beer.
Yeah. Or any sort of alcohol, because he can't handle the situation. Then Schmidt says, how's Susan? Susan's my mom's work friend who lives with her.
Oh, that was funny.
And she's like, my girlfriend? She's fine.
He's completely in denial. My
work friend. He eventually asks for the money, and she says, sure, I'll give you the money as soon as you write your thank you cards. I love how Nick gets so disgusted.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're me or Heather, then you grew up writing thank you cards.
Thank you cards. And I'm going to talk about that in discussion.
And it's ingrained in you.
Yes, it is. I'm old school.
So we're back at the loft and the gang's getting ready to go to the funeral. Jess says it's going to be a ton of people. No one will notice them. They walk in and there's only a few people there. Everyone's taking turns sharing stories. Pete's girlfriend is next. Oh. She's like, he asks, how do you know him? And... Jess says, from work. And she says, oh, you're a sports agent, too? And we all know Jess isn't going to know anything about sports.
It was like me.
Yeah, right, Joe?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So we're at the loft, and Schmidt is trying to write the thank you notes. Well, actually, Nick's doing it for him. And he's like, this isn't good enough. We need personal details. They don't have a guest list. And that's when I hate this episode, but I love this part of the episode. Winston calls Allie for, quote, backup.
Oh, that was so
They put on a video. She's like bad cop. He's good cop. They celebrate when one of the guests is deceased, yeah, so they don't have to write the letter.
And they have the stuff on the wall.
The amount of resources.
Oh, that was hilarious.
It was really funny. Joe, did you think it was funny as much as we did?
It was hilarious.
Yeah, really cute. Good way to use Ollie. So Jess is talking complete nonsense at the funeral. Cece, I forgot to mention Cece went with him. Cece bails to go get her nails done like she's wanted to do all day. Coach is judging her and saying that he's not going to lie and he's going to leave until J.J. Watt comes in. And he's like, oh, Pete was my best friend because J.J. Watt was a client of Pete's.
But he fired him.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. But
he
yeah,
couldn't because they went skiing together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, he did fire him, though, via text.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, because everyone's looking for the phone at the same time.
Well, yeah, we're almost there. Okay. So we're at the loft, and Smith's mom is looking over the thank you cards and already criticizing and making suggestions to write them better. There's more on that, but we flash back to the funeral where they're going to the garage for the phone. Them being Coach and Jess, when J.J. Watt comes in and says he needs the phone because he fired him over text. And so Jess is trying to get the sexting photo off so the girlfriend doesn't see it. Oh, J.J. Yeah. Watt's trying to get the I fired you thing so it doesn't devastate the family when the girlfriend walks in and says, what are you guys doing down here? And for some reason, they say that they're singing songs about, well, I don't know if they said it was about this yet, but they did sing songs about sports food, which Joe made me think of you.
Hot dogs,
nachos,
concession stuff. Yep.
A nacho cheese machine.
But I meant because like that seems like something you would do. Like, oh, I think we're going to have people sing about the concessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something creative.
So we're at the loft. The thank you notes are obviously done. Allie's leaving. And Winston asks her to go get a beer. And she says no again. Outside, Dave sees it happen and asks if he's okay. Oh. And then we find out he's actually talking to a ladybug that ironically is giving birth. Which
and
is
he was like the birthing
on.
Coach.
Yeah.
So sweet.
He's like, I think he says like the first one's the hardest or something.
That was, he did say that.
Yeah.
Squeeze my hand.
The first one.
So Schmidt's in his room pouting and Nick comes in and says he doesn't want to do popsicle psychology. Which is amazing. But he thinks there's that Schmidt has some resentments towards his mom. The mom, after commenting several times about not liking the apartment layout, has moved the couch by herself. And she disses Nick and the argument about the money. And that's when Schmidt finally loses his cool and gets mad because he loves Nick so much. And he says, we're going to buy a bar without your help.
It really shows how much he loves Nick.
Well, I don't think anyone was confused about it. But yeah.
But I mean,
a good illustration.
He was afraid to, he's kind of afraid of her. Yeah.
So we're at the funeral and they're still singing. When someone calls the phone and the girlfriend picks it up and, oh, I'm sorry, Jess calls the phone to try to find it and sees the sext. I don't know that they saw the J.J. Watt thing, but basically they're busted and look super embarrassing. Meanwhile, at the nail salon, this part's always bothered me and several people. Schmidt's mom is with Cece. You never see, like, them kind of reunite and know they
that
know each
other. That was my, because I put that on here, I thought, did they ever say, hey, you look familiar?
Yeah. I don't even know that Schmidt's mom was at the wedding. And then Schmidt's mom always kind of doesn't like Cece, which lines up with who she is.
Oh, yeah.
But she does like her in this moment because she says, I should try to set you up with my son. She goes, no, it's okay. I'm in love with my ex. She says, that's okay. You're not Jewish. I hate you. You know, whatever.
It was just so convenient that they happened to be sitting next to each other.
I know. Yeah. And like the mom, Mom's gonna. I'll stop and get my nails done right now.
Right. Let me call Schmidt to set him up with you.
So we're back at the bar, and now Schmidt's calling it popcorn psychology.
Yeah.
And Allie surprises Winston and is there and explains that she's trying to explain what happened, but Winston automatically goes, oh my God, your partner died. How'd he die? What happened? This is so crazy. But she's trying to say that the last partner fell in love with her. Ooh. And it really ruined things and made them awkward. And he says, damn, you conceited. Don't nobody want your babies? And then he says, don't you fall in love with me because I'm lovable as hell.
And that is true.
It really is. Yes. And it is true because they, no spoiler alerts here.
I think everybody knows.
Yeah. So Jess is...
Let me back up to when Allie leaves. Mm-hmm. It was so nice that she got in a car and we didn't have to have
logo?
A commercial. Yeah. Thank you, Allie.
It wasn't a Ford Fusion.
I think is it a Fusion or Focus that they drive?
I didn't even know. I was just like, oh, great. We are going to have a commercial.
I love that you bring it up the most, but you're like, I don't know what kind of car it is.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I always bring it up.
So Schmidt's mom's at the bar and Jess is trying to talk to her and she says, I need less of you.
Yeah.
She gives the guys the money and now they are officially part owners and 10% of the bar. And we fast forward to the last scene where they're sitting all in one tiny table together and someone's like, we gotta like sit in the other 90%, right? But they just sat together because they thought it would be fun. And that ends the episode. Joe, what was your favorite Jess look?
When she's at the funeral.
Okay.
Because she finally, well, the best look was the bra over the shirt. But at the funeral, she's finally event appropriate.
I agree with you.
Because I think she had all black on.
I think it was a black peacoat. Dark
color. I think she's a maroon dress.
She's even wearing peacoats to funerals.
Well, I think in the beginning of the show she wore the maroon dress.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Yeah. I'm a little confused about it.
So I just didn't have really any choice, so I just put the maroon dress.
Yeah, I put nothing.
Yeah.
Although the shirt with the bra over it is the obvious answer.
Oh, I do need to back up one thing about the show. Mm-hmm. If you loved it and you love watching bar mitzvahs, which I do, check out this season of The Wonder Years. They did a really cute bar mitzvah episode.
Okay.
And if you didn't
The Wonder Years came back?
Yes. Yeah, everything comes back.
Not with Fred, what's his name?
He's the executive producer.
He was the executive
producer. Wow. Oh, he was.
Some sort of scandal.
So he got a new little kid now?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's really good.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's a great show. It's very cute and uplifting.
So that brings us to best dressed overall. I have no one. Heather?
Schmidt's a Newsies hat.
Oh, that the mom guy has? Yes. That's excellent. And the sweater, Joe.
She goes, put it on. He puts it on.
I know. So
is that the interrogation?
But then she wants her to take it off because why are you wearing a hat in a restaurant? And he takes it off and fixes his hair.
You can't please her.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Joe, who's your best dressed overall?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would have to say, you know, this is the first time we saw a coach in a suit, I think.
No.
No? Seen
He's
him
been to weddings.
Yeah, it's always weird to me. It's disorienting.
It is disorienting.
Yeah.
You can still give it to
Because he
him.
Wears a lot of track suits.
I know.
Yeah. He actually wears less of them now.
As time goes on.
Yeah, but it still sticks with you.
He
very
looks
casual.
So handsome when he dresses up.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to favorite Schmidt moment. Mine was the entire restaurant scene when he has to kiss Reggie, the way he pops in the candy into his mouth and chews it when she gives it to him, the hat, the sweater, just brilliant Schmidt and so good of the actress who plays his mom because she really was very... No, wait, why didn't I list her in the guest stars? Has she already been on an episode?
I think she's been on... No, she has been because I always come in with feeling sticks about her.
Okay, so sorry about that. So that was my favorite movie. I just thought she did it so well with his timing, and it was really good. Heather, what was your favorite? Oh, it was zero on the jar count. Heather, what was your favorite moment?
Well, I'm going the nostalgia route. The Perfect Stranger theme song.
Nice.
You remember that? We used to watch that show.
Oh, no, I don't remember that at all.
It was adorable. And it's the words, my dream, my time. I mean, it was just great.
Mm-hmm. Joe, favorite Schmidt moment?
Definitely the interrogation.
Who did he interrogate? Oh, the interrogation for the thank you notes.
Right.
I mean, that was so funny. And it's so, like, I know you didn't have to, but, like, a lot of kids had to write thank you notes when they were little. And it just really, like, strikes a chord in you.
Yeah.
The struggle. The personal information.
I don't think we know what it's from. What event was it from?
His bar mitzvah.
Oh, that's right.
So the bar mitzvah is like when you're 13?
Yeah, I was going to say that was like 10 years
and
ago.
He never wrote the thank you notes, so she held on to all the money.
Like, the person's going to...
And then she gave him the 10 grand.
And I thought he was a baller and had baller money. Oh, no.
No, he lost Abby Day.
Yeah, okay.
So that brings us to favorite funniest moment overall.
But also there was another favorite funny moment.
Yeah, that's what we're at.
When Nick goes... Oh, yeah. No, this is great. We can invest in the bar. It's 10%. There's no startup costs. It's like, there's no startup costs. You're buying into a bar that exists.
True.
Only 10% of it.
Yeah, 10% of it. Yeah.
And then I love how in episode or two, suddenly he's in charge of the whole bar. Like, how did you go from owning 10% to running? He has an office. He's running the whole thing.
Maybe the other ones were like silent partners.
They're pretty silent. Well, yeah, 90%.
He goes, there's no startup costs, and it's already revenue producing.
That's true. And that bar always has people in it.
Not really.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And the
gang's all there.
And they're getting free drinks.
Yeah.
But what's better is when Winston goes, oh, we'll go to this bar, talking to, what's her name? Allie. And it's carpeted.
Yeah. He does like, that's a carpeted. Feature
of like, it. Like, yeah. That's a high class.
That'd be a gross feature.
I haven't been in many carpeted bars.
I can't remember.
I mean, I never.
I literally cannot think of
when one. I went to see Wicked at Pantages, that was a carpeted bar.
Oh, that's not a that bar. That's just a lobby.
We went to a restaurant where Robert, what's his
Dan
name?
Tannis.
Killed that girl, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Killed
Robert.
Robert Barrett. Or Robert.
No, Robert.
Beretta.
He was
Beretta.
Yeah, he was Beretta.
Beretta.
He killed someone in
Dan
Tannis.
His wife.
No, not Pantages. In the restaurant.
Dan Tannis is the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, Dan Tannis. That's what it was.
Why
yeah.
did he kill someone inside a restaurant? Was it open at the time?
I don't know. It was an ex-wife. You shot her.
For his current wife.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't shoot me when we went there.
Yeah, no.
I don't think Joe would.
We wouldn't have this podcast.
No, but Pantages
that
had
is
a
where
carpeted,
I draw the line.
It had a carpeted bar
no,
area.
No, Pantages had a carpeted lobby that had a small bar. I wouldn't call it a bar.
Yeah.
It's a theater.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. But anyways, I like the fact that he's
six
like...
Six in one, half dozen in the other. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's a phrase.
That's a
I've
phrase.
I've never heard it.
It means
six
like...
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
I understand what it meant.
Yeah. You can either say I got six or you can say I got a half dozen.
I just...
You can either say the bar was on the carpet or the carpet was in the bar.
No, I'm just saying like if I was like, hey, you guys want to go to a bar tonight? Okay, where should we go? We would name like the Brandon Iron or celebrities. I would be like Pantages.
Yeah.
Because that's not a bar. You have to buy a ticket.
Right.
It's a movie... Or not a movie theater.
Like we had a restaurant here in town called... can't remember the name, but it's super fancy. So if you went in the bar and ate in the bar, it was part of the restaurant, so it was carpeted.
Wasn't that gross strip club that I had to go to in my job interview, didn't they name it like The Office for a while?
Yeah.
So you had like, I'm
the
going
library.
To the library.
The library.
Yeah, I'm going to the library.
Yeah. Oh.
But there was, I believe, a 2-drink minimum at Pantages.
No, there's not.
Oh, really?
Oh, minimum. Oh, I thought you were saying like, you had to get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I believe it was.
You mean maximum?
No, minimum.
No, minimum.
You got to buy 2 drinks no matter what. So I got you a Coke, me a Coke, and we were good.
But you can also just walk in and watch the show. You don't have to buy any drinks.
No, I think we did. I can't remember.
No,
maybe like
that
a snacky.
That's not real. You can just walk in and sit down. You don't have to stop at the snack
bar. Oh, okay.
Maybe if you do, they make you buy 2 drinks.
Joe likes to go all out.
Yeah. Well, regardless, Winston was very proud that that bar was carpeted.
Right.
Right.
That was cute.
Heather, what was your favorite Fanny's moment?
Okay,
2-drink minimum.
It's a real thing.
Okay,
at bars.
For me, it was really hard to choose because I loved Winston's shower dance. I thought it was so great way to start off the show.
Yeah.
But knowing me, you know, it was the whole thank you note thing.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's when I really saw like a chemistry between Winston and Allie. Mm-hmm. I had never seen that previously. And I was like, oh, okay,
just
there
annoyance.
Is chemistry.
Yeah.
Well, we've made our kids write thank you notes since they were 5.
Who made them write it?
So you did. So it's.
Yeah.
So you as in we, but I'm saying that's so it's just part of their thing.
Six in one, a dozen in the other.
Right.
Right.
You say that all the time.
Part
now.
Of their
growing up,
yeah,
their
Christmases,
etiquette.
Easter,
right.
whatever it may
anytime,
be.
Anytime, birthday.
But a lot of people don't do that.
Nowadays,
no.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
No, back then everyone kind of did when we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More people, but now it's very rare. Mm. I even just did a bunch of job interviews. And I've had the same job for 12 years now, but I wrote handwritten thank yous to everybody. I interviewed like 4 or 5 people. I got 2 thank you emails.
Yeah.
But they also get there too quicker, though,
get,
than it
occurred. Yeah. I mean, now you do kind of have to do it by email.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
today,
there's people who don't.
It'd be a text chain today. That's what these kids would do.
Yeah.
Text chain.
Yeah.
Thank you and just put
no,
it'd
be
on
THX.
Yeah.
Yeah, THX. The funny
the
gift
number
you gave
4
me.
And coming.
Right.
Yeah.
I LOL'd at that funny gift.
Yeah. So, my favorite part was the use of popsicle and popcorn psychology.
Oh, those were great.
The Honey Roast Award for Best Character Performance in an Episode goes to who for you, Hevs?
For the Honey Roast?
Yes, Joe.
You don't have to ask me.
Oh, Outside Dave.
Outside Dave. What a great guy, helping someone to give birth. Love him.
I can't believe you're going to pick Outside. Imagine that's your job. You have like one line. You're literally in 5 seconds of the show.
But he's so good in it.
I picked J.J. Watt. I can't believe you didn't either. I mean, his comedic timing. It was an unexpected cameo. The singing.
Oh, his cameo didn't compare to Outside Dave's.
Mm-hmm. Outside Dave was yelling at a caterpillar or something.
Well, he was helping a ladybug.
A ladybug.
But the thing is so funny is you'd think Outside Dave would have, like, time to talk to them. But they talk to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm doing my taxes.
Yeah. Joe, who gets the honey roast?
Well, it's got to be Schmidt and Nick's Business Ventures.
Oh, okay.
And I'm surprised. It was hilarious when they go, man, that's $20,000. And Nick's like, oh, we already got $10,000 from the swoot.
Yeah, the swoot money.
It's like, they need $10,000 off the swoot.
Yeah, Joe, we watched the whole episode about that.
Yeah, yeah.
She gave them $10,000 to kill
not
the idea.
Sell it, yeah.
Because she had the scrut.
Right.
Scrub skirt.
Nick's a 10% owner in the bar.
Right.
Nick and Schmidt. So really, he's a 5% owner.
Like, why
5 in 1, a dozen in another.
It makes sense that you like it because
you're businessy.
Yeah.
Businesses.
I understand.
So do you own 10% of your store or 100%?
Yeah. I own 100%. Oh. I'll sell 10% to Nick, though, if he wants to buy it.
No, yeah, please do. Oh, my God. I'm going to move to Arizona.
He's got the money from the swoot.
And Schmidt. Oh, my God. I'd be in heaven.
So that brings us to bear spotting. I got none. Did you guys find? I found the bear in the next episode, but not this one.
I found it the next episode, too. No, I didn't find it.
No okay. Bear.
And that brings us to discussion questions. Heather, I'll let you kick it off because I feel like we have the same one.
Okay. I want to know, like, your guys' experience or perspective on thank you notes, and do you still write them?
Joe, why don't you start? Because I have two really good thank you note stories I want to share. I have three. One's about Joe.
No, because I always had someone who would write them for the whole family, so I didn't have to write them.
So someone gave you a birthday present?
No, Jill would write them for the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was also referring to before you
married. Well, I meant like before you got married.
I know life before me barely exists for you.
I don't know.
But think back to a time before you knew me.
I don't think I did.
What?
He's like,
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Yeah. Well, you're a boy.
Yeah.
That does not matter.
I don't know many guys that sit down beside Schmidt and write a thank you note.
Well, Schmidt didn't even do it, really.
I have one cousin who, but his manners are, like, really impeccable because of his job, but he sends me thank you notes.
So, a funny story about Joe and thank you notes, although I think I've already told it on the podcast, but it's so good, I'm going to tell it again.
Oh, I know it.
When my grandparents would send us money for our birthday, like, you know, we're like in our 30s, where they're still sending us $10, $15, so $20 checks. So, Joe marries into the family, and they send him one, and I'm like, Joe, you have to at least call and thank them. And he's like, oh, like, not because he doesn't love them.
Oh, it's hard.
But it's just awkward. And he doesn't even know them that well. We weren't married that long. So, the phone's ringing. I just shove the phone in his face. And he does that. He goes, hey, it's Joe from San Bernardino. I was like, what are you doing? Oh, and he goes, like, you can't see. He gestures at me like, what?
In case they knew other Joes.
Because I was new, they figure no one in the family lives in San Bernardino except for me and her.
Right.
So maybe if their frame of reference is me, like, hey, this is Jill's husband, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have used that reference.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
That's hilarious.
So my second thank you note story is...
Wait, just real quick. Yeah. I want to just give a shout out. That shows how cute our granny was.
Oh, so cute.
So cute.
Still sending those checks. She was the best.
Love you, granny.
I always had to write thank you notes. It was like a big thing in my family. You had to do them immediately. Heather had to also. If you didn't include a personal detail, my mom would be like, no, you need to add something in. Because I'd be like, thanks for the money, Jill. And she'd be like, no, thanks for the money. I look forward to seeing you next time. It's fun seeing you on Christmas. If this should have been an episode we had Caden watch, because he would be in here saying a lot of things about thank you notes right now and how much he hates them, although he's just in the next room. And so you have to understand that it's just what we do. It's what I expect the kids to always do. And our daughter turned 24 today. And I've always made her do thank you notes. And then she was so well trained, even when she moved out and was older and I didn't like have, you know, so much say in what she did. She would always send them. She would always give them to me every Christmas. She'd have them done. I'd say, she just doesn't want to buy the stamp. Because she's her. So I'm like, give me your thank you notes. I'll put them in an envelope with mine to your grandparents, yeah, with Cadence to your aunt and uncle. So this last Christmas, I was like, okay, Cass, you know what? You might have forgot. I asked you to have the thank you notes to me by today. But if you can get them to me, I'm waiting because I know you don't want to buy stamps. Mm-hmm. So I can mail them for you. That girl had the nerve to text me back.
Oh, no.
And say, I thanked the people who were there when I opened them, and I text everyone else I'm fine.
Oh, no. Scandal. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
She did it by text because I think she's afraid I was going to murder her. I was like that guy did at Dantana's.
What did you say?
Nothing, because I knew better than to say something I can't take back later.
And she's an adult.
She's an adult, so, yeah.
It's not a reflection of you anymore.
But it's so awkward because I had to send the thank you note from me, and then Caden did a thank you note, and like Cass is missing. She texted him, so we're good.
Maybe put in a post-it, Cass thank you when she got it.
Think back to the text you got.
Yeah.
Let me print the text. But so I actually can appreciate Schmidt's mom in this. Yes. I wouldn't withhold someone's money, but I get it. Heather, what's your answer to your discussion question?
But regarding Schmidt's mom, she could have made him do it at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
I think she wanted to keep the $10,000.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and have control.
So, okay, let's see here. For me, okay, I don't know why. I was a weird kid and a weird person. I loved writing thank you notes.
Was?
But, like, we went through a phase when you guys were married, and we would, like, come to each other's houses.
Oh, so annoying.
And we would bring each other a hostess gift
every time.
Do I know?
So you're never supposed to go to someone's house empty-handed. So you're supposed to bring a hostess gift, right? But not if, like, you come to my parents' house or I go to Heather's house. Like, we're close enough.
But we did it.
Yeah. I only did it because you did it, so I felt, like, pressure.
And then we did, like, we were so formal, like, St. Patrick's Day gifts, just everything.
And then I have to send a thank you note.
Yes. And so I sent so many thank you notes to you. And we spent a lot of money.
We'd be a lot wealthier had we
I was going to say times have changed. Okay. Now my next question is... and this is my last question. Do ladybugs give birth? That was a joke. But, okay, so in the beginning of the episode, Jess says to Cece, like, oh,
Cece,
I thought best friends went with their best friend to a funeral of the guy she texted. So I'm going to say, do you like pressure people into doing things?
No, you do.
I do.
Joe? No, Joe doesn't.
No.
Joe just, well...
What?
He sort of does. Like, Joe? He'll be like, oh, do you guys want to run errands with me? And the kids would be like, no. And he'd be like, oh, I guess I'll run them by myself.
No, that's not pressure. That's guilting.
Oh, sorry.
Guilting is different than pressure.
It's not a form of pressure.
No.
You live for pressuring people to do things.
I do. And, you know, not, like, hard things, but just certain things.
Why do you think Jess's motivation was for wanting to go to the funeral, though? I didn't understand that. I mean, Coach
would say... Because she texted the guy.
Yeah. A bra.
That's not why. She didn't know that she had a girlfriend. That's not why she wanted to go.
She said, well, she can't believe.
Well, she didn't have to because they didn't go skiing.
Cece, she said, Cece, I can't believe you're not going to the funeral of a guy that I texted.
And but that's what I always do. Like, if you don't call me, I'll be like, oh, well, I thought siblings called each other.
But what I'm asking, which is not what you guys are answering, but thank you for those fun facts, is that Coach pointed out you're making this about you, like, a couple times. And I just feel like that's what she was doing.
Well, she's Jess. She makes everything
about
her.
You know, it's a good question is how many degrees of separation before you go to a wedding? Because
well, this was
one time I went to a wedding
and
I had to wheel down a 90-year-old lady down the hallway.
You're saying wedding.
She was like, hey, can you bring her down? I'm like, okay.
That was hysterical. Okay,
first of all, you keep saying wedding. That was my grandfather's funeral.
Yeah, funeral. But I mean, I didn't know the lady. Now I got to push her. I'm like, tip her over?
You should have known her.
I tip her over.
Okay. I have so many problems with this. A, even though we're divorced, you're part of the family, so you do know who that is. It was
he didn't know who that was.
I'm saying at the time, it was the first time that I met her. And someone just said, oh, can you push it out?
It was so weird because...
It was an odd choice.
It was like all...
But people think we're married. They don't understand.
But it was like Papa's kids and like his siblings, and then you see Joe.
I was like the 101 degree of separation.
101?
And then at the other 99 on the sideline, you take her. I'm like, where am I going to take her?
I did feel bad because Because Joe was sweet enough to drive from Arizona to California. We are divorced, but he does love my grandparents.
Yeah.
Drive all the way down. Drive us then get in the car. Drive. Super quick turnaround. You had to drive. You came down the day before. Cows had
volleyball.
Yeah, they had to drive after we drove to Orange County.
He rented a big truck so we would all be comfortable.
Right. And then all of a sudden I turn around and it's happening so fast. And I'm like, man, I should step in, but what if I don't do a good job feeling her dad? And I love her, the person who was temporarily in that wheelchair, but it all worked out. Joe, you get stuck doing a lot of things that aren't respectful. It was just
so funny.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was thinking, why?
No, I think that's not true because they all think we're married. So.
They do.
Yeah, everyone's
a lot of people think you're married.
Do you know why?
Because you're friends.
Because you're always like, oh, my brother-in-law is coming to town. I'm like, I didn't know I got remarried. Is it John Mayer?
He didn't divorce me being his brother-in-law.
That's true.
Joe will always be my brother-in-law. And if you marry someone else, I'll just ignore them.
That's nice.
Yeah. Funny. I can't.
On that note, we're going to wrap up. That's an incredibly awkward note. We'll see you guys.
It's a turn.
Six in one, a dozen in the other. We'll see you guys next week for season 4, episode 20, part 5. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.